Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
It's world's easiest contest to win the WBEE's legendary Guitars and Stars concert tickets. Ah, Joe Nichols. I can't wait to see him. He's going to be hosting it all. Matt Stell up there. Connor Smith. Runaway June. It's going to be incredible. We got those tickets for you to win coming up here, 7:25. And when you're road tripping, Hope was just telling us heading to Connecticut this weekend. Mm-hmm. GPSs help you get places. Help you get to dead ends, too. That has happened to me. Remember before this whole GPS thing, we used to use landmarks. Landmarks. When you're driving, you're road tripping, and you knew, oh, there it is. Now I know I'm only so far to get to grandpa's or the uncle's. You had those landmarks. You had dragons that you and your mom knew the timing when you were going back and forth. Well, what kind of dragons were they?
So there were dragon statues on my route back and forth to George Mason. So not a lot going on Route 15 in Pennsylvania. But if you keep your eyes out, there's two or three dragons that you will drive by.
So mom would be like, where you at? Are you at dragon number one or dragon number two? How much longer till you get home? Because you went to school George Mason down in Virginia, right?
Yes. Dragons were one of the landmarks. There's a Statue of Liberty in the middle of the Susquehanna River.
Okay.
That was another one. All right, the car coming out of the gas station building, the restaurant with the airplane on it.
Landmarks.
Wow.
Landmarks are a lot more fun. It makes
really
a road trip better than just GPS. Like, here I am, 24 minutes, 19 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
How about some of your landmarks?
Well, I go Rochester to Buffalo all the time because that's where my sister lives. So at least once, twice a month, I'm over towards Buffalo. So you got the Batavia soccer fields to your right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, when you've hit the Batavia soccer field, you're like, okay, just about the Batavia soccer fields. And then around Pembroke, there's the track, the racetrack. So that's what my sister will say. Are you around the racetrack? I'm like, I'm just past the track. So it's so funny how we still speak in landmarks for sure.
There you go. How about you? 585-252-WBEE. You're doing a lot of road tripping for business or pleasure. Spring, summer's coming up, getting ready to go places, your usual places to the lake or your big hikes. What are the landmarks? You know, you've got your landmark. Please share them with a 252-9233. It could help prevent us from getting lost on a road trip. On a Confession Thursday with the B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bo and producer Ho, but we don't need GPS. Let's go back old school. Just when we're road tripping, you know, all spring and summer long, look for landmarks. You were just telling us when you were heading back and forth from college, when George Mason down in Virginia, you were seeing dragons all along the way. On our Donut Slide text line, many are coming in their favorite landmarks, like two huge farm silos on the way to the Thousand Islands. Uh-huh. Means you're almost there.
This texter says, my parents come to visit from Olean, and when we ask where they are, they'll say they're at the salt factory on 390, which we all know.
Yes.
Yeah. Where you are. That's a huge landmark of 390.
This texter, on our way to Nana and Papa's, there was a house in the corner with a huge pink bear in the window, and we always looked for the bear and knew we were almost there.
Ah, the bear. There
the
it is.
The almost bear there. Almost there, bear.
Yes.
There we go.
There you go. Yes, we're in the branding and marketing business.
Thank you.
TJ Bow, producer Hope. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club. Wake up and win with us. We've got Guitars and Stars concert tickets here in a minute with the world's easiest contest. It's so easy. Just listen along. We tell you the answer, and then you just got to be the 19th caller to win. Good morning. How can we help you?
I have to ask Hope where those dragons are because drive 15 through Pennsylvania and then into Virginia on 81. So where are the dragons?
So the first one is, you know, the long stretch when you're going by the Susquehanna River and it's like two lanes and there's like a ton of abandoned gas stations.
Okay. Yes.
Because the dragons wiped them out.
There's a giant dragon. I can't remember. It's been like two different colors. I think the last time I drove by it, it was red. If you're heading south, it'll be on your right. It's probably like 20 feet tall, but it's just okay. after a building. So if you're not like paying attention, you could drive by it.
Okay.
And then the other one is outside of an antique shop heading towards it. There's like a lumberjack pancake shop right next to it where like there's a
now you got my attention where the pancakes are
where there's like a lumberjack on the sign like right next to it. I don't know okay. how else to explain where it is.
I honestly think I see them, just never really, it just doesn't register as, you know what I mean?
Do us a favor, your next road trip, stop, pull over, take pictures with the dragons, please, and send them to us.
If I have time, I will do that.
All right, see?
I'm heading to D.C. in a couple weeks, so if I'm able to stop and get out safely, I'll take a picture and I'll geomark it for you.
And be careful, because I know Hope's going to try to climb on the dragon for her selfie.
Okay. When you're going up to the Adirondacks, I don't know if you guys ever go to Old Forge, there is a bar/restaurant that has the tail end of a plane sticking out of it. It's pretty much your a lot closer mark.
Okay.
but we got half an hour to go.
we all have those, oh my gosh, I'm almost there marks.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right.
Exactly.
It is called the Wigwam.
The Wigwam.
Forest Port on your way to Old Forge. Yes, Wigwam Tavern. And you know it. It's actually a very end of a small single engine plane that sticks out of the top of that building.
Okay.
And you would think it's fake, but the story is in the 70s, an airplane actually crashed on the airstrip that's behind that tavern. And then the business owner happened to be away that day. Locals ended up mounting the tail of that plane onto the stinking roof of the tavern.
As a joke.
And then and the one you see now is a reproduction. The original needed to be replaced back in 2005. Mm-hmm. But the airplane tail has labeled abbreviations. On one side it says J1MQ1, which stands for just one more quick one.
Aha.
And then on the north side it says T1G2GO, which is then I gotta go. So, just one more quick one, then I gotta go.
Oh, that is great. TJ knows all here. She does. The tail of an airplane.
Wigwam Tavern.
All right, Wigwam Tavern. All right, let's make it part of the world's easiest con. So easy. A tail of what? A tail of what?
The airplane.
Yeah, that's how easy. If you're calling number 19 and you tell us that back, boom, the world's easiest contest. You're going to the next Guitars and Stars show, 585-252-WBEE. You got it? 252-9233. It's a tale of an airplane. Landmarks when you're road tripping, when you're driving. I love going out to Letchworth State Park, my favorite park. And the big salt factory out there. I know I'm getting close.
Oh, it's the salt mine. It's not a factory. They go like down into the ground and mine the salt.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Salt mine. Excuse me. Forgive me.
My cousin works down there. Shout out to everyone in the salt mine, making sure that we have salt for our roads in the winter so we can stay safe.
The true MVP's there. Yes. Keep safe. Mm. All right. Thank you. Salt mine.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. I got it now. That's my landmark now. Salt mine. And thanks for listening. 92.5 WBE. TJ Bo, producer Hope, we're here for you. Spreading the good vibes, everybody.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.